What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Fascinating new research from the University of Limerick suggesting electric vehicle drivers are more likely to cause a road crash. Dr. Barry Sheehan, researcher in Learo Research Centre for Software in Ireland and the Kemi Business School, was the author of the study. He joins us now. Barry, what did you find?
Thank you very much for having me. Good morning. So for our research, we knew that electric vehicles are fundamentally different from their traditional vehicles that are diesel and petrol counterparts. So what we wanted to look at was electric vehicles in terms of risk. So what we found was that electric vehicle drivers behave differently. They are more likely to cause collisions, and that these collisions are more expensive to repair. So this is very interesting research, especially when the conversation around electric vehicles typically centers around sales, reduced emissions, and range anxiety, and charging infrastructure of these vehicles. It is important now that we bring risk into the conversation around electric vehicles.
Okay, like Barry, I have to say, if I in my head I had the image of an electric vehicle driver as someone who's, you know, conscientious about the environment, who has a sense of public good, I don't see them as the boy racer types.
Indeed, that's very true. I suppose the fact that the technology of electric vehicles is fundamentally different. There's reduced mechanical parts. There's these large lithium-ion batteries and the single pedal designs. It means that the logistics around and the operationalization of driving is actually different to those in normal traditional vehicle. In terms of how we understand risk, so risk when we look at the two sides, so how often accidents may happen, and also how much they cost. The frequency or how often these collisions might happen increases for electric vehicle drivers, and also the cost of these repairs are more.
Okay, but could it be just that electric vehicle drivers are much more likely to live in urban areas? We know that it's urban drivers who buy electric vehicles, and we know there are more crashes in urban areas. Could it simply be down to that?
That's a very good point. And from our study, what we wanted to find was that, does this increased risk, is this present? And we found that it is. So from our research, we don't understand the why yet. So we don't have the answer to that. But an educated guess would tell me that electric vehicle drivers drive shorter distances and they have more frequent trips. So potentially, this is a symptom of the electric vehicle range anxiety type issue. So you're absolutely correct that these shorter trips may result in the increased crashes. Okay. However, in order to really understand the why, we need to understand more about the driving context, i.e. where people drive, and also more information about who drives electric vehicles. And this isn't represented within the data set that we were able to analyse for the study.
Okay, really interesting research. Dr. Barry Sheehan there, thank you indeed from the Kemi Business School. Thank you indeed for joining us. Absolutely fascinating research.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.